From bluegrass festivals to backwoods Appalachian porches to stadium concerts, a banjo's twang is pure Americana. Or is it? That's Colorado-based composer and banjo player Jamie Stone playing a 13th-century Malian praise song in New York's famed Joe's Pub. He says West Africa is the banjo's true original home.
Came over on slave ships with slaves in the 1500s and 1600s and on through the 1700s and made its way to plantations and farms and places where African Americans were living and working as slaves, and slowly got adapted.
All banjos and their ancestors share similarities.
Some kind of resonating chamber, either a gourd or a carved wooden resonator stretched over with some kind of animal hide, oftentimes goat skin.
Stone is interested in reuniting the American banjo with its roots. In 2007, Stone was given a grant to go to Mali, considered by many to be the crown jewel of traditional African music making. He loved the exotic sights and smells and the hospitality. Most of all, he cherished the chance to jam with local musicians. A high point came the day he found himself in a remote village where he met a man playing a homemade string ngoni, which Stone says is the great granddaddy of his own banjo.
And there was Pete Seeger's right-hand technique perfectly intact from a musician who had, learned from his parents or grandparents and had never traveled outside of his village.
Back in the United States, Jamie Stone often combines his American and African musical passions. Radio Wastulu is a song named for a popular community radio station in Mali's heartland. It's the musical bridge he traverses often. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.